What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans, back with another installment. Yes, we're a little early, but hey, you wanted to hear us, so we're back.
You're welcome.
Give the people what they want. So, Cookie's in the house.
Hello. How's it going, Cookie?
Yeah.
What? Like, that just was fizzled real bad. Right. Like, yeah, that he's went back. Ugh.
Yay, Cookie's back.
You guys are dicks.
What's up, Jasmine? Right, exactly.
Now I know how you really feel.
I missed you.
Great way to start off the show. I was hoping maybe somebody else would be happy too.
I loved it. I
looks
loved
like
it.
I'm the only one that's glad to see you, dude.
And that's only because we're family.
I miss you. Aww. I was like, where's Cookie?
Thanks, Pepper.
You're welcome.
And yeah, Pepper's here too.
Oh, whatever. I'm always here.
So, I was looking around Facebook today, and there was this story that kind of just jumped out at me. It reminded me of something that a comment that either you or Jasmine made yesterday, and it was something to the effect of hating the fact that when guys had nicer eyebrows than you guys, yeah, or whatever.
Which was Jester in high school.
And fucking eyelashes. Eyelashes and eyebrows, they have better than girls.
Right, so the story was about women liking it better when they're the hotter partner. And this research was done on it. It was Florida State that did the research. They did. They questioned 113 couples in their 20s. And it was found that women who had guys that worked out a lot, took care of themselves, and were very into looking nice and, you know, being in good shape, that the women tended to work out more frequently and harder so that they could stay better looking than their partner.
Really?
Versus women that had men that really didn't hit the gym or didn't really care to. And didn't really feel the need to work out and be in, like, you know, really great shape or, you know, tone up, stuff like that. That there was a lot more women that had guys like that were the opposite way.
So the girl prefers to be prettier than the guy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's Why? What the research was pointing to. And so
that sucks.
I'm just going to turn it over to you because, well, you're a girl, so, and you have a boyfriend, so that's great.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not prettier than him.
Would that be your preference, though? If you could have it your way?
No.
No?
No. Yeah, you're right, I guess.
I don't know. You're both pretty.
I give you props. You lasted a whole 5 seconds.
Yeah, seriously. And then we just called her out on it. We're all like, wait a minute.
Whatever. Yeah, I guess. Data. Yeah, you're right. It's hard dating someone pretty as you.
Why is that?
Oh, the burden to bear. Jeez.
Because, I don't know. Just shit, man. They're pretty like you, so it's hard. I don't know. I want someone that's like not so nice looking. So it's like, I don't know. I guess because I have the power when they're not nice looking.
What?
Whoa, jeez. They're better looking, but they're earning potential, let me tell you.
It's like a fucking challenge.
What about you, Jasmine?
I can't really relate to that. I mean, I can't. Just because, well, I mean, I don't intentionally, like...
pick them?
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things, I guess I'm, like, delusional for, like, the first few, like... weeks or something, and then I'm like, oh fuck, I thought he was cuter or something like that. And then, like, it must have been like drunk or something.
And so that's what else sex deprivation does to you. It clearly obscures vision.
It's like beer goggles
for 3 weeks straight. That's impressive. Yeah.
That's kind of a long time.
Yeah.
I've always fallen for douchebags though, so I don't know.
Go for the ugly. Not for the ugly ones.
They're less douchey. They try harder.
Yeah. They work with you. They compromise.
No, but to be fair, I usually, I don't know. I have good taste, I would say. I would say it's equal. Like, I can't really, like, I mean, I'm not shallow per se. Well, I don't know. That's a lie. They have to be.
Yeah, you're as deep as a cup of water.
But ironically, it's weird because the ones I tend to get into, like, relationships with, like, in the past have been, like, less attractive, I guess. And that was just, like, and they're assholes.
How was it?
Yeah.
More time next time.
What is it, swipe to the left? Or
yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I don't know that I would say, oh, I have to be more attractive than the person I'm dating. Like, just to feel better about myself? No, fuck no. They have to be attractive too. Just saying.
Yeah,
at least that's the route I'm going with right now.
Yeah, generally as a rule of thumb, when I was dating, she had to be the hot one. I mean,
I agree.
Not that I'm bad looking or anything, but I mean, as a guy, I kind of was like, I wanted other guys to like look and be like, damn, she's hot. He did a good job. Not like,
charity work. He's doing charity.
Oh, how sad.
And just start laughing. You know what I mean? Or just like, oh, yeah, cool. Bye. No, so yeah, that was a rule of thumb for me. So in terms of that study, I was like, I don't care.
Right?
This is exactly how I view it. I say I would be the person that you can't really upgrade from, just saying.
She has that tattooed on her neck.
Yeah, so if you get rid of me, like you're in a freaking downward spiral. Sorry,
that's what I
Something's
say.
Gone wrong.
Everything under me is a downgrade.
Exactly.
Downgrade, no upgrades.
You should probably put that on. Well, if you're gonna retire them soon, I guess not. But if that's for if the people that are on online dating, that's a good one. Put on there on their profile.
Oh. Right?
You can't upgrade from this.
No, not really.
And you know what? Quite honestly,
to be cocky, I'm just saying. Like, from my experience, it seems to be like that usually happens with guys. I'm like, what? Why are you dating that?
Great. I used to hear that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
and for
good
reason.
They're following the trend. They were just merely following the trend that they have to date someone who's less attractive.
Like, oh, he's nice.
Than they are. Because they were tired of being the less attractive one for me. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know. No idea. Yeah.
Date the ugly ones.
Yeah, we know. We saw some of them.
Yeah. Love is blind, okay? Love is blind.
Not that blind.
Ew, seriously.
And then you wake up. Yes.
After 3 weeks.
Yeah. After the hangover wears off.
Mine takes years.
Or sets in.
Once you start coming down, you're like, you start sobering up. They start getting ugly. Like
slapping your face. Oh,
damn it. Man, exactly.
That's the fucking worst. The more sober you get, the less cuter they are. I'm like, no.
No. With me, the more sober you get, the more psychotic they fucking turn out to be.
That's worse.
Oh
and
my
I'm
god.
Like, fuck. I have to fucking be like stupid, inebriated to deal with you. Because I fucked up, yeah, that's usually the case.
I was going to say, you could at least cure the ugly again by taking another 2 shots or something, but...
No, yeah. No, not when they're psychotic. When they're ugly, yes. When they're psychotic, there's no coming back from that.
Alcohol only cures ugly. It doesn't cure psycho.
Fuck no. Exactly.
That's what pills are for. Pills cure psycho.
Because you turn fucking psycho with them.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, quite honestly, if that made it onto a social or like a dating profile, it wouldn't be the most like out there thing that I had read or heard. So we did that segment called Mail Call on earlier in the season, and we're going to bring it back because we got a couple of requests, a couple of mail pieces. And the first one was sent to us, and again, we're not going to name drop for, you know, if you send us something and say you want to hear it on the show, but we don't, you know, you don't want credit for where it came from, that's fine. We'll still do it anyways. So we got this OkCupid dating profile, and Pepper's gonna read this one.
Oh my god, that's a long and, one.
That's a mouthful. I've never heard her say that.
Jesus Christ.
Now she's praying.
But it's a mouthful. I think she'd be used to that kind of thing.
Exactly.
This is like a very long thing. To, like, I can't handle all this.
All right, like okay. Really, we'll only... Okay, how
I'll
about this?
I'll read the important parts.
How about this?
Cliff notes it.
If you start reading, and whenever one of us... Whenever either Jasmine or Cookie or myself can't take anymore, we'll go ahead and say that we're going to tap out. And when the last person taps out, you can stop reading.
Okay, so I can say tap out?
No, we say tap out. We're you just say keep tap reading. Out.
You keep reading until
you're
all
never going to say it.
You maybe. Don't know that.
Whatever.
Maybe. All right, go ahead.
My self-summary, not mine.
It could be.
Seriously.
I can't read right now. Hi, first off, I believe the... Wait, fuck. See, I can't even read. I get tongue-tied. First off, I believe that a man should pay for the relationship and pamper the woman. It will take time for me. See, I can't read.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, you're better at it.
I'm probably reading. Not, but...
I'm not a good reader because I get nervous.
Okay, this is a self-summary from OkCupid. Okay, it says, hi, first off, I believe that a man should pay for the relationship and pamper the woman. It will take time for me to trust and respect you, and you will have to earn it. I hate kids. You will never be important, more important than me, she put important than me, and I will always put myself and my interests first. I like tall guys who are in shape and have short hair. So if you're a midget, have long girl hair, or can't work out and eat healthy, leave now. Shopping and partying take up most of my time, but I will try to squeeze you in, but you're not my priority.
I'm still waiting to hear something that's going to shock me.
They also take up money, which I expect you to provide me with. I will not change my lifestyle and priorities, no matter how serious we get. You need to have a job and education. That is in all capital letters with 4 exclamation points behind it.
Wow.
I am your douche. Yeah, right? I am your superior, not your equal. If you're really interested in me, my lifestyle and beliefs shouldn't matter. You must treat me with respect and chivalry. I believe that marriage is forever, so it will be a while before I consider it.
She's one of those that'll kill him before she lets him divorce him.
No shit.
If you've been divorced before, leave now, since you clearly have commitment issues. Marriage is serious. As I said earlier, I expect you to spend your money on me. Oh, God. Oh. She sounds like a real gem. You will never be my best friend. Those are girls I've known since high school, party pals who I drink with, girls who grew up on the same street as me and my cousins. They like me for me. Well, nobody else does, so.
Somebody has to, right?
You will you never will. Sex isn't the most important aspect of a relationship.
I mean, she's really bad at it.
Yeah, yeah. She just lies there and does nothing.
Mm-hmm. She has cold, nothing cold to offer, but she wants to make all these damn demands.
Yeah, seriously. It takes more than sexual attraction to make it work. If you expect sex before the third date or by a specific time, you're deluded. And then she spells you're deluded, Y-O-U-R. You're deluded.
Jeez. Clearly,
I guess education isn't on her end; it's on the partner's end.
Right? Clearly, education is way up there.
Yeah,
it's
super important to her.
Isn't it like with the apostrophe?
Yeah,
I'm smarter than her.
You go, girl. You get it. So this isn't your profile. We are all wrong.
I know how to spell and punctuate and all that.
She just can't read.
I love it. I love it. I expect you to pay for the relationship right from the start all the way to the end.
It sounds like he's going to be paying for it for the rest of his fucking life.
Oh, yeah, shit. Seriously. She probably got like she probably has like STDs. Like, I mean, come on now.
Oh,
she,
yeah.
It's like a
yeah, for sure. Yeah, it smells gross down there. I can just imagine.
What does it smell like?
Let's see. We're deluded. I expect you to pay for the relationship right from the start all the way to the end. Yes, I smoke, drink, and do drugs. I'm an adult. So are you. Also, I'm not stupid. Well, you proved otherwise prior, so I don't know. Let's see.
She looks like an Asian boy, like a little Asian kid or something.
Like, look, I'm an adult, like, so are you. Also, I'm not stupid. Are we related?
No, maybe this
I think
is
it
like
might
her
be your sister.
That's writing her profile. Oh my God.
It's not your sister, is it?
No, I doubt it.
It's not your sister. I'm gonna ask her a question.
Also, I'm not stupid, so don't treat me like it. And do not talk to other women while we're on a date. I know what you're again, Y-O-U-R, going to do when I'm not around. I know what men are like. Keep your eyes off other women's bodies for 10 minutes. That means on the 11th minute, you're good to go.
Right?
That's what I got from
that's
that.
That's how I interpreted it too.
Right? 11 minutes, tops. That's all she wants. I mean, she's really not asking for much.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't meet my standards, don't message me. My inboxes are overflowing with guys who can. No matter how many dates we go on or how serious we get, this will not change. You have to go for the pleasure of my company. Don't want to do something? Well, someone else will. Wow.
It sounds like a lot of people probably do get to do it and get to do it for free while she's on drugs at EDM.
And then she has a list of don't message me if. Okay, so don't message me if you, one, edit your pics or only take pics of your face. Honesty is key. I don't like liars. Your body matters. Two, think overweight or skinny means average. Three, have pictures of other girls with you. Who are they? Exes, FWBs. Four, have pictures with other guys in them. Which one are you? I'm guessing the ugly fat one.
Oh, oh my God.
Wow. She's just a gem. Make stupid faces and pics is number 5. 6. Overuse text chat. 7. Have pictures of pets, guns, motivational quotes, etc. I don't care. I want to see you.
Well, there goes half of fucking Tinder.
I know. Seriously.
Have pictures with pets.
Aw.
8. Insist on girls who is fit and conventionally attractive, and you are not fit or conventionally attractive.
Isn't
9.
R.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just reading it word for word. 9. Are a wine snob. This means have pics with wine you like to drone on about wine. You mention wine in your profile and so on.
What's drone?
That's, I'm just reading it.
I know. What is drone, though?
I think she meant drink. I don't know. I'm not.
It means to go on and on about
drone
something.
Drone on. I mean, her grammar and spelling's awful. So, I mean,
I
drone, if she really used that correctly.
I'm starting to wonder if this is hers
or
not.
Like
I know.
A drone like those ones that fly in the air.
10. Tell me how I should act on the first date.
Holy
you are
shit.
Not my mom. 11. Plan on giving me an interview on the first date. I will walk out. Promise?
Yeah.
12, are on your phone during dates. I will walk out. 13, have a motorcycle. Those things are stupid and dangerous, as is she, and they do not make you look cool. Sometimes they do, sweetheart.
Yeah.
They make you look like an idiot. 14, say stupid things in your profile.
I'm tapping out.
Oh, my God. That is
so I'm tapping out. I can't.
Oh, my God.
That's as far
going.
As I go.
Keep going.
She wouldn't even be able to finish her profile.
Oh, my God.
15, plan on putting your career before me.
Oh, shit.
16, can't cook. 17, get your life lessons /beliefs from sports magazines. 18, like superheroes and sci Fi, I don't put up with nerds.
Oh, wow. I love nerds.
Me too. This
a nerdy superhero.
19, like sports and try to make me watch sports with you or watch sports instead of spending time with me. Well, isn't making her watch sports with you spending time with her?
Yeah, but not in
She's
her
She's ignorant.
She wants to be pampered.
Like curdy sports teams. Cruddy, sorry. That's my bad. She spelled that properly. That's a cookie mistake. 21, plan on talking to me about sports. She obviously does not like sports.
New sports.
22, won't dance with me it's when I tell you to. I like dancing. I don't care if you don't. You can suck it up and do it anyways. 23, she said
she's probably also not good at that either.
Yeah. 23, own guns. 24, don't meet all, and I mean all my standards. I don't settle for anything less than perfect.
What the
Those aren't standards.
Yeah. 25, can't handle me at my worst, but still think you deserve me at my best. I don't think anybody's seen her at her best either.
There probably isn't one.
Right? 26, play games. Are a liar or a player? I'm sick of it. I've seen it before. Prove you're not one of maybe, well, get serious. Prove, wow. Yeah. Wow. 27, are only looking for casual sex. This is a dating site, not a sex site. She has obviously not been on OkCupid for that long.
Right? Isn't that the point of those sites, is to fucking hook up?
It should be called OK Sex. 28. You watch anime of any kind. Well, look at her. It's like watching anime, for crying out
loud. Maybe she's burnt out on it, but judging by the looks of her, that's all she looked at, anime porn included.
29, won't come to 50 Shades of Grey with me or come but not even pretend to enjoy yourself. I'm pretending to enjoy myself by reading this. This is awful. 30, like the beach. I hate
Where
sand.
The fuck? That sounds like me.
It sounds like there's a ton of it in her fucking vagina.
I know.
That sounds so like
Wait, you guys are going to love this. I think a couple of you might tap out. 31, watch porn. She doesn't want you to watch porn.
What the fuck?
I'm guessing.
She doesn't want you to see her on there?
Have pets is 32. 33. Are mentally unstable. I don't want to get murdered. Thank you very much. Everybody's mentally unstable.
She wants to be the only unique one in the relationship.
Seriously. We all have our niche. 34. Think I'm interested in meeting your friends. Wow. 35. Are looking for casual dating / not no commitment. Translation, you want to have regular sex without having to buy me stuff.
Oh shit.
She's pretty accurate. That's pretty 36. List travel as an interest. That means either I'll be left home alone or you drag me through an airport on a plane and to some place I don't want to be.
Which sounds like pretty much fucking everywhere.
Right? 37. Mind you, there's 53 of these. So we're only on 37.
Wow.
Think you're king of the world. There's only one Leonardo DiCaprio, okay? I'm just saying.
She must have not seen Titanic. Yeah.
38. Are 30 or older? Whoa. She's 26, for crying out loud. It's not like she's 20, 21.
So she wants all this with... What?
Yeah,
like with a kid.
39, are She's looking ridiculous. For marriage. Marriage is very serious and a lifelong commitment. It's going to take time and get a great deal of effort on your part to prove you're worth giving my life to.
Ooh.
40, are done with the bar scene. 41, have pics with your tongue sticking out. Put it back in your mouth and keep it there.
That one I can't argue with.
Yeah. I hate that one and the people who just flip off the camera for no reason, but that's just me.
Yeah. Yeah.
42, do anything outdoorsy and in the mud. Are you a pig? It does not make you more manly. Sometimes it does, bitch. 43, have pics of guys' night. in with middle fingers raised, grow up. I agree with her. That's one. 43, I get her. 44, talk about your job. She doesn't want to know where the money's coming from. She just wants to know it's coming.
No shit.
Right?
Yeah. 45, get surprised when I don't reschedule because you flaked on the first date. 46.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are reasonable, but she's a whack job.
So far, that's 3 out of 46 yeah. that are actually
she's making
good
a little more sense.
I know, right?
46. All your friends are girls. Ooh. 47.
Jealousy issues much?
Right? 47. Use the following phrases when describing your dream girl. Family oriented, mentally stable. Quiet, demure, happy in the home, and so on. Translation, I want a doormat.
That's what she what? Wants. She's like, there can only be one.
It closed out.
She's like the fucking Highlander of OK Cupid. There can only be one.
Oh, wow.
48, swear often. What the fuck's wrong with that, bitch? 49, talk too much. Oh, I talk a lot. She's gonna hate me, that dumb bitch. 50, play video games. As I said, I don't do nerds. 51, talk about...
I'm gonna tap out on that.
Oh, okay, so we have 2 tap outs. The only one left is Pepper. 51, ooh, talk about your ex. I don't want to hear about her. By all means, go back to the girl who didn't make you spend a penny and allow you to physically abuse her.
Again, she's probably bad at sex.
Yeah. 52. Put a time limit on how long we talk before we meet.
She's never going to meet you, translation. Yeah.
She's not real. 53. Have dates or have had sex with that's so disgusting. With minors.
Okay.
4 of 54 points.
At least, that was gross. If I choose the date, it will be a nightclub where I will flirt with guys cuter than you and have you pay for my drinks. I strongly believe the man should figure out what the first date will be as a first test to prove he is worthy of the woman's attention and has similar ideas of a good time. Figure something out. And do something more creative than dinner. Whatever you choose, you will be paying for me. We're adults, so choose an activity that reflects that. And if you think I will have sex before the third date or will have sex by a certain time, just go now. Oh, I already left. I already checked out. Once I found out it was a girl, I was like, I'm gone. I'm good, thanks. And then should I continue reading other parts of her profile?
It's just like 3 more. Yeah.
Okay. What I'm doing with my life.
Nothing.
Shopping, drinking, and partying. She's doing quite a bit.
Fuck.
Damn, I'm good.
I'm really good at dancing, partying, flirting, looking sexy, getting guys to pay for stuff. LOL. I think LOL stand. Well, no, I won't even go there. 6 things I could never do without. Money, alcohol, parties, my phone, my friends, cute guys, dignity, self-respect. on a typical Friday night, I am partying.
Giving it up for free.
I know.
Money on the
and lastly, we have I'm looking for everybody ages 18 to 80, located anywhere. And she's looking for new friends, long-term dating, short-term dating, and hookups.
There's a long-term?
And that is where Pepper taps out.
Oh, shit.
A long-term relationship.
She's like, whoa, for the long haul,
wait,
fuck
I'm, that. Like, reading some of this stuff also when he's reading it, and I'm like, maybe this is one of my old pages I created when I was, like, 26. I don't know. This sort of thing sounds like me.
Well, your favorite, Pepper, you're prettier than she is.
I know that. Like, yeah.
She's asking for an awful lot.
These kind of things I can do, and I'll probably get away with, but her, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This she's redonkulous.
That was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, she's... Who is she? Fuck.
I don't know. It was, again, it's a profile that got
and that was a real one, right? That was like a legitimate profile?
Yeah, that was mine when I was like 26 that I created.
Oh, shit.
I literally created that page when I was 26.
That was awful.
Yeah, it sounds like something like a
You know, we're young
shit.
And dumb. We're young and dumb. We do say and do
that. Was during her MySpace days.
Oh! I love MySpace.
When the top eight were the top eight bidders or top eight sugar daddies.
Yeah, there you go.
She's on the wrong fucking dating site. She should be on sugardaddies.com or FetLife looking for subs.
No, sugar daddies are lying.
Like submarines?
They lie on sugar daddies.
I thought you meant like a sandwich.
They live around the area. Like, come on, you're not a billionaire and live in fucking Pico or Whittier.
And she needs to eat. She's speaking to sandwiches. She needs to eat one. I saw the pictures. Damn. Like, yeah. No, how is she going to sit around and say that she sits around and is sexy when she has to be sexy in order to pull that off, and she's not?
Yeah, no.
It's like a carpenter's dream. She's like flat on both sides.
She looks like a little
Her bathing suit pictures look like two dimes on a coffee table. I was like, did somebody leave their change?
What do they call those little sex slaves, those human traffickers? Like, that's what she looks like. A little girl, like
it's terrible.
She had to get
the American Apparel ads.
She had to get here somehow.
She's probably like 12, and they're over here saying she's 26. Fuck, that's so sad.
Maybe that's why she had such a big problem with underage sex, because that's how she got here.
Yeah. I guess. Fucking girl's been through a lot. She deserves that.
You're sympathizing with this whore?
She couldn't have been... I don't think she could have gone through enough to deserve all of what she was asking for.
She went through her war.
But hey, we don't know what she's asking for. She didn't name labels. What if I take her to Big Lots and she's content? You know? Like, what if I take her to Costco and she's like, oh my God. You know?
Fresh samples.
Fuck, take her to the Dollar Tree.
She's all, Walmart, I love you.
Dollar Tree's the best.
It really is. They got
I love that
shit.
Store.
Yeah.
You would never think they would have shit there. I'm going right after I leave here.
Warning, Dollar Tree. Peppers on the loose.
Fuck. My boyfriend's like, you know, for Christmas, I'm going to buy you a $100 gift card to Dollar Tree. I was like,
She got super wet.
Love you forever. I was like, $100? Wow, that's a lot to spend there.
So, yeah, he makes a valid point. Maybe it could be one of those cases where she doesn't know any better and she thinks this is the life.
I told you, that's fucking me, my profile, years ago.
You take her to Goodwill and she's like, yes, spend money on me.
I wore this on the boat over.
I want to find something vintage.
All right, so here's the second one, and this is, again, something else that was...
That guy's an idiot.
Another piece of mail that we got, and this is a Facebook repost and that was sent to our attention, and this one came over, and it said nothing other than destroy him. So, again, in the show of give the people what they want, I'm going to go ahead and read his original post, and I'll let you guys chime in. Gentlemen, one of the key tools to making a woman submit to you is to have the overall financial advantage over her. If you are in peak financial health compared to her, make her dependent on you. Introduce her to a lifestyle that she wouldn't be able to afford on her own. Whenever she steps out of line, make her realize that. Take a mental note of every financial endeavor you have done for her and list them off to her. Once you make her realize that you are the breadwinner and that she isn't shit without you, she will back down and continue to obey your every whim. Crush her self-esteem whenever possible. This is how you establish control, fellas.
Wait a minute. Was that off my profile? Are you getting shit off my profile?
I told you to make it private.
Damn it.
Oh, my God.
I really don't see a problem with this.
I don't know why they're talking about our lives today.
I know, seriously. Why is it pick on Pepper and Cookie Day?
I know. What the fuck?
You guys are
terrible.
Because
let's face it, I'm a 5 on a good day. All I have are finances here and there. And I literally mean here and there. You find someone who's content with Taco Bell and you remind them they can have it whenever they want.
Oh, my God.
They can do better, but why go through
that? I know. We need to find profiles that they've made. Let's talk about them the next one.
Look at me. I have a career. I have a house. Look at all my luxury items, like water and a toilet that works. Fuck you.
Oh, fuck.
I really don't see a problem with the second profile. That's just me.
Really? You created that when you were younger, huh?
Younger? That was like an hour ago at my grandma's house in the shitter.
Oh, shit. You gotta do something when you're bored and in there for seriously. An hour.
When you know you're gonna be there for about an hour and a half because you had Korean barbecue the night before.
Fuck, tell me about it. I hate that shit.
Oh, it's good when you're eating it.
Oh, yeah. That's why I tell my boyfriend, this is going to be so worth the fucking toilet.
Says chili dog.
I'm going to fucking eat this chili dog. Shit.
Great. Now the next time I introduce you guys, it's going to be with chili dog. Pepper.
Damn it.
Chili dog pepper. And a hot Cheeto.
Not just a Cheeto, which isn't bad enough.
A flaming hot.
You stain the fingers red. Oh, wait, I get it. I get flaming hot. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all coming back.
What, it was Shark Week?
That 1 year in high school.
Smile, you son of a bitch. Shark party.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah, I read through it and I started laughing like probably three lines into it the first time I saw it. I was like, there it is, the stupidest fucking thing I've read all day.
Well, I think the thing that's stupid about it is like there's always like it goes back to the girl wanting to be the prettier one. It feels like she has the upper hand. Like, you're not going to tell a guy, like, oh, I think I'm prettier than you, so get me shit. Just like a guy's not going to say, I make more money than you, so you got to do shit for me. It's the dumbasses that decide to, like, post it and, like, say it to their face. Like, just it's a non-spoken rule. Like, whether you be the pretty...
You're like, just roll with it.
It's exactly. Reality.
Just
like,
go
fuck.
With it. There's always going to be someone prettier. There's always going to be someone who makes more money.
Yeah.
It's whether or not you find that person that you're compatible with. That makes the relationship. These dumbasses just decided to post it, and that's why we're talking shit about them.
So, would you rather be the pretty one?
Oh no, I'd rather date the prettier one and be the one with money,
or the breadwinner.
Because looks fade.
Thank you, Wave.
Looks fade, and who's gonna pay? Who's gonna pay for the plastic surgery? The one with money.
Yeah, I don't
know. So once the pretty becomes ugly, then it's like you got the upper hand.
Well, what if
be the pretty one? Be the pretty one. Yeah.
I'd rather be the one with money. I'm fine.
I don't have to work for it.
I've known since a young age. I'm all right.
I just gotta look pretty.
I have a forehead you can land a plane on.
Which one would you be?
I'm tired of being the pretty one. I want to be the one with money.
Aww. One day.
Right? Well, I mean, I'm kind of both, but it fucking sucks. It fucking sucks when they play you.
That's because you're single.
No, that's just because I'm a fucking doormat is why it is.
Aww. Oh, so when you have both, you're a doormat?
Yeah.
You can be. Yeah. Well, it's because I'm a little bit of a pushover. That's why.
Well, yeah, because you're a girl. Was I not supposed to say that? Was that like one of those unspoken truths that I was speaking about earlier?
That's racist.
That's racist. That's sexist.
Racist.
How is it racist?
Against women.
That's sexist. That's
we're all the same race. Sexist. We're all female. Female's race.
Sexist. It's called sexist.
Female's race.
Yep, Google. Look it up.
She's on me in a bathing suit. That's sexist. That's sexy. Your terminology makes me laugh.
Whatever.
It's sexy if you're in the bathing suit. It's sexist as if I try to make money off of you in the bathing suit. That's sexist.
See, kind of. This is why it was Pepper's.
I think we have our business pitch, Jester.
Right?
It was Pepper's.
You can tell by the choice of words.
It was mine.
It was Pepper's profile.
I told you when I was younger I created it. I got to take it down.
This one, okay, so in the hypothetical that this guy is for real and he actually is saying that, like, what the fuck? Like, I saw that picture, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, seriously. And I want to know, like, how much money he's making if he's posting shit on Facebook. Like, real entrepreneurs that make good money aren't posting shit on Facebook, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, unless you're Mark Zuckerberg himself. Like...
Right.
Where do you work? Like, are you the manager at Target or something? Like, how much are you rolling in? Like, is your Hyundai Genesis like a 2017 legit, or is it like 10 years old? You know,
like it's It sounds like he's been watching too much porn. You know what, dude? I bet you he's the fucking jizz mopper at the fucking in the adult arcades.
That's not a bad job.
I'm in the adult industry.
He gets to see a bunch of porn. He watched too much sub dom stuff, and it was like it's over. Like, thinking that that's gonna be the way, you know, like the crack whores that come in to.
He's the head mopper now,
right? That's sad. He shoots for the stars. I mean,
or at least the forehead.
Aiming at her tits, Eddie.
Yeah.
No, but it was just ridiculous to.
Yeah.
Kind of assume that just because you have money doesn't mean like they can't get money somewhere else or by other means or you know.
I
like
know
just,
what the fuck. That's why it's called pussy power. Hello.
And then like it's all relative. Like totally agree. What's money to him? Like what is money?
Like yeah, yeah. I mean, for a jizz mopper, I mean, I can't imagine he makes that much money.
Yeah. The,
like
that
any prepaid
rules the world,
phone you
pussy.
Want, girl. I got this.
Pussy rules the world.
Yeah.
Taking him on dates on it with his bus pass.
Yeah, seriously. Only anything you want from IHOP.
Only the finest metro rides in the city
right?
for you.
It's like,
the bus pulls up. He's like, oh, come on, our chariot awaits.
Giddy up. Denny's all night long.
Open for you.
I know, right?
Only the best. Only the
That's
finest.
$4 for unlimited pancakes.
Is it?
No, just one order. We're sharing.
Oh, I'm going to go. I want to go now.
He does look like the we're sharing type, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Or the we're going Dutch on a check on the first date type.
I thought Dutch. Oh, wait, that's Dutch oven. Sorry. I feel ridiculous.
I wouldn't be surprised if he got that on his first
Probably.
Date. And so it. I don't know. It's just fucking stupid as fuck. And if that works, that's really fucking sad.
Where is he from? Like the Midwest?
I don't know, dude. The profile. Like, I went to go check out the profile, and the whole profile is like private, and there's like nothing up there other than that fucking ridiculous picture that.
It's a catfish.
At least Peppers is from like Los Angeles, so she knows shit. Like she knows what a luxury item is. She's had a junkyard dog from Wiener Schnitzel, you know?
I just made mine sound real.
He's like from Mississippi. Of all places.
Oh, gross.
What the fuck?
It's fucking.
I tell you people these days.
Yeah, dude. Like it's like the most ridiculous shit ever. I mean, for us to sit here and joke about it, that's one thing. But to go
really
out
serious?
In public into the world and really truly believe that, that's just fucking retarded.
Like, they'd be laughed at.
You're precious.
That's why
like
I didn't
that big
that's
black
why I didn't
girl
use
from
my,
that one movie.
That's why I didn't use my real name.
What's why you didn't use your real name on your profile on that profile?
Because I
don't
want no one to know it's me.
We figured it out. We cracked the code.
Fuck. Took you guys long enough.
Well, let's see. What that was? It said you were 26.
Yeah,
so
like 10 years ago.
Yeah, dang.
Yeah, I'm old.
We figured this out before they figured out JonBenet's killer.
I don't know what requests were more absurd. The ones that girl was making or the ones that like the kids make.
Oh jeez,
you know what I mean? Like,
I think
nephews,
it's about the
nieces,
same
sons, daughters, for fuck's sake, man.
Like minimal
my
effort,
son's gonna be like, mom
output.
I read your profile.
I learned it from watching you.
Kids ask for random shit.
I know
what was the last random fucking ridiculous thing you got asked for?
My kid?
Yeah, by your kid or Everything. Nephew, niece.
I need. What the fuck do you mean you need? Like.
Yeah, but water and food and
no,
clothing.
No, yeah,
I mean,
that's
when he
stuff
says
you need. But like, he's like, mom, I need
medical
a hoverboard.
Medical attention.
Mom, I need a hoverboard. Mom, I need a this, like Xbox One. I get him an Xbox.
And then she just points to her junk.
I get him an Xbox One and then he tells me. Xbox, or he tells the Xbox turn on, and he's like, "Why isn't it turning on?" I was like, "You just asked for Xbox One, not the count, the other piece." Like, and he's like,
oh,
"Well, I don't want this." What the fuck? Yeah, he's so.
You didn't ask for the.
He wanted the whole thing. He's only 10.
10.
Yeah, I'm gonna ship him off to the Philippines, learn his lessons over there. If he doesn't behave.
What's he gonna learn over there, Jasmine?
Oh, some good shit.
Ass whooping.
How to be a nurse?
He's gonna come. Fuck. He's gonna come back like the Karate Kid.
He could be an accountant too.
I feel ignorant now.
He's gonna come back like the Karate Kid. All fucking good.
You guys are the best around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Post office.
No, I do not have anyone working for the post office in my family.
Get the fuck out of here.
Are you mixed?
No.
Is it the white side of the family that doesn't work for the post office?
I mean, technically I am, but I'm saying I don't. A lot of them are like usually nurses or.
Fucking nurses.
They work at the nail salon.
Or accountants.
All that shit we talk about you behind your back is true. I just have a question. I heard a cat in the background earlier where you are, Jasmine. I don't hear it now. Can you tell me what happened?
She was cooking it. Mom.
Yeah.
The munchies kicked in.
Shut the fuck up.
We're not supposed to be saying it on the air.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
This is for the brainstorming sessions.
I know. Now PETA's going to be on our
asses. Ooh, right. Cat and a PETA? That sounds delicious.
Oh my god.
That's anyway. Chinese and Greek. A kitty gyro.
Speaking of which, did you hear that now people that are found guilty of animal cruelty are now going to have to register like sex offenders?
Oh fuck, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. And a law is going to come out pretty soon. And can you imagine like the Midwest, those people that are fucking the goats?
Ugh. I gotta go, guys. I'll be right back.
Hey, that means the donkey show won't be around anymore.
That's TJ. They don't have to worry about it. It's a whole different country.
Oh, they don't have to worry about that?
Yeah, that border thing.
This is only in the Americas.
Yeah. On the freeways.
In North America.
Oh, they don't have that rule?
Like around like the wall that they're going to have that their building. That
would, so. It's just
that's
up
where all
to,
you see it like light up.
Aww. Yeah, it's just up to the wall that they're building.
You
like,
know that wall where
that?
We go every Wednesday to catch the drugs they're throwing over, Pepper?
Yeah.
That's the wall. That's
oh,
the cutoff.
Oh, that's
funny. So that's where the cutoff line is. If
that's
you
where they need to fucking make that law.
Like if you want to have sex with animals, you have to go past the wall.
So what are like you know how like sex offenders like typical can't go near parks or Disneyland, like these ones can't go to Petco or
petting
zoos. Like PetSmart or the zoo.
Yeah, petting zoos.
You see them all like at the LA zoo in the front just like caressing their nipple like
jerking off in the SeaWorld parking lot.
I know. They can't go see the live action of Disney's The Lion King or The Jungle Book cuz it's just too much.
They start rubbing one out as soon as they hit the parking lot.
Have you ever seen the horses?
Oh, Timon.
Have you ever seen the Budweiser horses?
The Clydesdales?
The Clydesdales.
Oh, I mean, I don't know what they are. What are you talking about?
The Budweiser horses are so beautiful. Like,
gosh.
At the Pomona Fair,
I smell chili dog.
I was like, oh, shit.
That chair is not scotch guarded. Don't leave a puddle.
Those things are huge.
That's what she said. Literally, she just said that.
What kind of fucked up porn have you been watching this week?
I haven't, but I was there one time, and I was like, oh, look at the horses. And it
fucking
just, like, dropped.
I told you that donkey show you took me to was going to scar both of us.
Literally, she has a big scar on her back. It messed up her tramp stamp. She's pissed.
The one that says insert here?
Yeah, that hoof print is not coming out.
That wasn't intentional? I thought you and the doggy had something going.
Oh, it's always intentional.
Whatever.
Well, I thought it said mucho carne, didn't it?
I mean, it could have been
that's
a little bit more.
Why I got pissed.
I mean, the show, her stage show could have been a little more tastefully done, but, you know, the chemistry.
I expected more glitz and glamour. There wasn't enough glitter or fireworks for my taste.
Is this fucking roast pepper day or what? What the hell? That's it. I'm not coming to work.
Promise is promise. You're coming literally right now. You are coming. Don't make empty threats.
You said you wanted to be the center of attention. Now you got it. Why are you complaining?
Whatever. I want to be queen for the day. This is not.
Yeah, me too. I want to be queen for the day too.
I am the queen. I'm a queen. Yep. I'm a queenie.
So no animals, eh?
Right. So if they have sex with animals, does that mean they have to register twice? Once for animal cruelty and once for being a sex offender?
And then does the animal's age matter? So if you do it with like an underaged animal, like are you both a sex offender and like...
Is that considered a minor?
Bestiality? Like what? Yeah.
pedophilia?
Or do dog years count? Like,
yeah, if I know. Like, what if they're over?
Yeah, what age? If, like, well, what scale are we using?
Well, dog years are old enough, right?
You know what they say, if there's grass on the field, play.
At the dog.
Oh, my God.
Mostly animals are all hairy. I mean, unless you're doing a reptile.
Oh, thank you, Wave. Oh, my God. This is awesome. We got to get a camera so you guys can see the wave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, that's going God. On the best of.
What if you do like a similar species? So like a monkey or something. Oh wait, that's how we got AIDS. I retract previous statement.
I would say something, but I'm not allowed to say racist things on the air.
Oh shit!
Yes, that is racist, Pepper. That is racist.
Yes, that makes you racist. That's exactly what we were talking about.
This went south really quickly.
Sorry.
First the Mexican donkeys, then the fucking monkeys. Jesus.
Wow, you want to talk about animals?
We didn't want to recount your times with them, though.
Seriously.
It just kind of happened as a bonus.
She's looking through her phone at the pictures, just crying. Like, what could have been?
Whatever.
Like I told you, the stage show wasn't great, but the chemistry.
I know. It was there.
Ha, ha, ha.
So she was one with the donkey.
But the donkey was one with her.
And then it wasn't, and then it was, and then it wasn't, and then it was.
And then surprise ending.
Okay, well, that's all, everybody, we have for you today for Roasting Pepper Day. Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, now we're praying?
Yes. You know what? I'm going to start going to church and praying for all you guys.
You know that's not going to, again, it sounds like
you know we haven't been allowed in church for years, Pepper.
I could still stand
Since
outside.
I started dipping the body what? Of Christ in the blood.
I told you you couldn't do that. What
I
is
have
the restraining
to be so
orders?
Many feet away. For
God
the priest.
Forgive me.
What did the lawyer tell you? The restraining, what did the restraining
stay
orders
so many
say?
Feet away from the priest. Right. That's it.
So sit in the back if you absolutely have to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I know. Are at the top.
We can still keep the camera in the confessional on the priest's end, oh. though. I asked. How do you like it, Monsignor so and so?
Monsignor.
It's not so oh funny when God. You're being the one preyed on, huh? You can't rape the willing.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm dead. I have no words. Holy fuck.
You say that too?
So
high five.
So
we
if,
have so much in common.
I know. I told you it would be good for the cast.
I know.
So if, in case you were wondering how wrong we can get. On yeah.
Very, very wrong.
There you go.
Incredibly
just
wrong.
A little example.
Roast one of their friends here.
It's not roasting. We're just telling about what happened.
We're just speaking of pasts.
We know that's not you
Why
anymore.
Why do you have to bring up the past?
It was life
so
experience.
We don't create the same mistakes in the future.
At best, it wasn't roast day. It was plunger day.
Rehash.
It's fucking hump day, and I just got fucked.
Isn't every day hump day for you?
Yes.
Thought so.
But for other people, it's today.
For the normal.
For the normal that don't get it.
On the regular, y'all.
Yeah.
That's got to hurt.
I'm not complaining.
Everybody's like, hump day. Like, what the fuck? What's hump day?
It's Sunday already?
Oh, shit. I thought it was Thursday.
So, we're coming up on our time, and this is episode 20 so far. We've got 4 more episodes left in the season, and I'm looking forward to the brainstorming and the think tank coming into season 2. We're going to take a break for about a month, maybe a little bit more, after we do episode 24. That'll be the season finale. And we're going to go ahead and retire, unfortunately, for some of us. Fortunately, for one of us, the Tinder Sausage Isle.
Yeah.
And we're sad to see it go. We're happy. Jasmine's happy and everything.
Yeah, yay. Yeah. Super happy.
Great. Dick.
What a
sorry.
But, yeah, we're going to go ahead and retire the Sausage Isle. However, we do have a replacement. We have the Wave in studio, so we're going to find a way next season to replace the Tinder sausage aisle with the wave. So we'll be looking for that coming up. We're also going to do a best of at the end of the season one. So we're gonna, it's going to be basically a recap show. Each one of us is going to pick
the retrospect.
Yeah, each one of us is going to pick some clips from throughout season one, and we'll go ahead and review those, give you a little behind the scenes on some of that stuff too. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Rice and Beads podcast page. Looks like we got a lot of traffic from India of all places.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody in India that's checking us out. We had a
kind of a weird
spike. It was great. I'm glad people were out there listening and enjoying the show.
Either that or they're plotting.
they're plotting a corporate takeover. No. They're going to do our jobs better and for
Rice
cheaper.
And beans with curry.
Exactly.
Is that racist?
No, if we had an Indian person, I'd probably add
curry to it. I know an Indian.
Not that kind of Indian.
yes, that's racist, Pepper.
That's not. I'm a little Indian.
I don't know if that's racist or ignorance.
Indian is Indian.
Did you just say I had a little Indian?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. He's one so cute. Little, two little, three little.
Just Indian, one.
Four little, five little, six little Indian.
Don't forget to stop by the website. don't forget to stop by, check out the website. We've got some new rants and posts up there. We've got some interesting feedback in the comments section. Don't forget to check those out too. Let us know what you think. And again, if there's things that you want to hear for season two, don't be afraid to shout it out and let us know. So until next week,
I like my cookies with nuts.